Sports Radio 93.1 The Ticket. This is Bronco Focus with the voice of Boise State Athletics, Bob Beeler.
All right, we get down to the nitty-gritty of this Mountain West football season. Nobody better to talk to than our own Bob Beeler, play-by-play broadcaster, Boise State Athletics. Bob, welcome to the program as always, and dude, need a couple of these games to go a certain way, Bob, this week, and I'm going to start you off. 2 weeks left. What are the scenarios, Bob?
All right, I'm going to give you the Cliff Notes version, not give you the whys, just give you the how it shakes out so that everybody understands. There are three teams that are alive in the Mountain Division, Boise State, Utah State, and Air Force. For Boise State to get the division championship, here's what's got to happen. Broncos have to win both games against New Mexico and San Diego State. If you don't win both, doesn't matter what happens in the other games. Utah State has two games left with Wyoming and then at New Mexico, and Air Force has two games left at Nevada Friday night and then home with UNLV. Both of those teams have to lose at least one of their remaining games. Doesn't matter which one, they would just have to lose one of the remaining games, and Boise State would have to win both.
That seems, I mean, I appreciate the Clip Notes version of that, man. That makes total sense. Boise State went out, and then Utah State and Air Force each lose a game. What about Nevada hosting Air Force? This is a Friday night game, big showcase for the league, and certainly Bronco Nation, who wants to, you know, root for Nevada, which I can't believe I'm saying, but that definitely is in play on Friday night, Bobby.
We're getting ready to broadcast the game at Fresno, and Pete gets this text from a friend of his that's a Wolfpack person. Go Broncos, because Boise State needed to knock Fresno State off to give Nevada a chance in their division. And Pete laughed because he said it was the only time that he thought that guy had ever said go Broncos for anything. Well, Pete's going to be returning the text on Friday night.
Yeah.
Go Wolfpack. And I don't know many Bronco fans that have rooted for Nevada over the years, but I'll go as far to say the division will be out the door if Nevada doesn't win the game, because I don't see New Mexico beating Air Force the next week. So I think that's the game of the season as far as watching other games. Nevada needs to beat Air Force, and this is going to be a heck of a game. Nevada comes in averaging 35 points a game. They've got the quarterback, Carson Strong. They will throw the football. I think it's going to come down to how well they can stop Air Force's option. And when both of these teams look back at their Mountain West season, if they don't make it to the championship game, much like many teams in the league, they're going to complain about the close losses. Nevada lost to both Fresno and San Diego by 2 points each. Air Force losses have been by 4 to Utah State, by 6 to San Diego State. And if you want to throw in a recent game overtime with Air Force that may have cost them commander-in-chief, they lost that one by 7 in overtime. I think the Friday night game between Nevada and Air Force is going to be a heck of a game. You're going to have the running of Air Force against the passing of Nevada. I think it's going to be entertaining, and I'll be the first here on the show to say, go Pack, go.
We're doing everything we can to get Boise State into the Mountain West Championship game. Talking Mountain West tiebreakers and the scenarios with Bob Beeler, the voice of Boise State Athletics. Bob, as you go on the air at 6 o'clock for your pregame show on Saturday night, Wyoming will be kicking off at Utah State. Before we dive deep into a question, I need you to tell me where JP should stick a pin into Logan or Voodoo Doll.
Oh, my. I think I'd have to say right arm. Shoulder area.
Right. Oh, shoulder. We got the right arm, but we haven't got the shoulder. JP, oh, did you hurt him?
I feel bad saying it.
You're not rooting for any individuals to get hurt, Bob. We just need Utah State to lose a football game.
We want a couple
game.
Of interceptions was what I was thinking of. A
couple of interceptions would be good.
And we got one last week against San Jose State for a pick six. Spartans led 14-0 when I got back to my hotel in Irvine.
Bob, what do we think about
this? And then it was all Aggies the rest of the way. So maybe it was me walking in and watching that caused the bad karma. I don't know. But Wyoming and Utah State, lower scoring game, better for Wyoming. Higher scoring game is going to be better for Utah State. They average 33 a game. Wyoming only averages 22. Here's what they're playing for. Utah State knows if they win out, they win the division. They don't have to get to any tiebreaker. If Wyoming wins out, they're 7-5, and they're going to go to a bowl game. I think I would rate Nevada over Air Force a much better chance than Wyoming over Utah State, but I think it's possible. Wyoming's defense is going to have to come to play. They're going to have to force a couple of turnovers. I don't see Utah State winning the, excuse me, losing the next week to New Mexico. Nevada, excuse me, Air Force has UNLV the last week, so two of the worst teams in the conference. I wouldn't hold out hope that, that they would lose. So I think both of them have to go by the way of the opponents this week. Nevada over Air Force, Wyoming over Utah State. Not nearly as confident in Wyoming, but they have a way of playing games close, and we'll see if they can do it again, kind of like they did the Boise State, but they're going to need a little more offense against Utah State. And I think Utah State's defense not quite as good, so maybe we can eke one out.
UNLV seems like it's playing better, but San Diego State, I don't see this being much of a matchup, but it matters. Tell me why this game matters, Bob.
Well, right now, San Diego State is in the driver's seat on the west side. And they know that if they beat UNLV and then beat Boise State, they not only are going to be into the championship, they're going to be hosting it. And they quite possibly could still have a chance at a New Year's Six if Cincinnati were to get beat between now and the end of the season, and especially if what happened in the championship game. So lots for San Diego State to play for. I would think it would be just a terrible loss for San Diego State, Prater, if they lost to UNLV. I don't see it happening. Their defense is too good. And it very possibly, if we can get the Air Force loss and the Utah State loss, and if San Diego wins as expected, the Boise State-San Diego State game the next week will basically be a semifinal to get into the championship, because the winner would and the loser wouldn't.
Bob, what do you think about shifting gears a little bit here? Basketball, Charleston Classic starts tomorrow. I know the Broncos, they have a day game against what, St. Bonaventure?
Yeah, we'll be starting at 11:30 over on 670 KBOI, tip-off at noon. St. Bonaventure ranked 22nd. They've got five starters back from a team, Johnny, that won the Atlantic 10, not only regular season and tournament. I'm not so sure this isn't the best team in the Charleston field.
I love it, Bob. Well, rest that voice. Have a great tournament calling those games. And you got senior night on the blue Saturday. So busy time of the year to be Bob Beeler. We appreciate you as always. That's Bronco Focus.
Guys.
Thanks, Bob. Coming up, Idaho State Bengal football. Oh, Prater, where do we go with this one? How about a deep dive into that program? And gosh, do they even deserve to still have a team? That's coming up. Prater on the ball game, KTIK.
Sports Radio 93.1 FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket.